The winners were announced at this year's Innovation Summit in Juneau. And Bobby Daniels, who owns the Sawmill Farm, went on stage to accept her plaque from the presenter.
So I'm standing there in front of everybody at this huge Innovation Summit. And I said, thank you. I'll try really hard not to get manure on it.
Daniels is the kind of person to leave you rolling with laughter and with a fresh jug of goat's milk on your porch. I'm in her car, which has a pink steering wheel and is packed with chicken feed. Because space is so limited in Sitka, Daniels has built the farm across 7 different backyards, offered by kindly friends and neighbors. There are 75 rabbits, 50 quail, 25 ducks, 7 geese, 7 turkeys, and 8 goats. She feeds them with cast-off produce from the grocery store, and the number of mouths to feed is only getting bigger.
We're going to be getting 400 chicks from a hatchery, both our laying flock and our first round of broilers, our meat chickens.
There are also 12 pigs in Washington that still need to be brought over on the ferry. Along with her business partner, Joshua Maben, the Sawmill Farm has spent the past 2 years rearing livestock and fowl in Sitka. Their goal?
When Sawmill Farm label meat is on the grocery store shelves in Sitka, that's huge for us. That's a huge goal for us. And we think we're going to get that done by May.
Daniels was a finalist for the Path to Prosperity contest in 2014 and 2015, but says that what likely put her business into the winner's circle this year is her plan to consolidate the farm at one location, a landfill at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park, which is the site of Sitka's former pulp mill. Now, the $40,000 cash prize is earmarked for business development only. So Daniels plans to use it for website development, branding, and legal accounting. She grew up on a family farm in Indiana and wants to bring her locally grown food philosophy to Sitka.
You look at your plate and what you eat and how you eat differently when you are involved in making it happen. You can't help it. And I think it's a really good change.
The other winner of the Path to Prosperity contest doesn't have to worry about getting manure on her award, but hummus, maybe, is another matter. Mindy Anderson owns the Salty Pantry, a rustic foods market and deli in Petersburg. This is Anderson's first time entering the contest. She says the most useful part was being required to rewrite her business plan.
In fact, the night that it was due, I was still adding photos and putting on the finishing touches, and finally I hit the submit button, and it was a great feeling. My heart was pumping, like, finally I'm turning in this project after all of this time, and I think it was a 56-page document.
Anderson started the Salty Pantry in 2014, bringing gourmet salt blends to the local farmers market. She's largely self-taught. Anderson now offers artisanal bread and pickled vegetables. Fans say her oatmeal is to die for. And now she wants to expand her business from a home-based cottage industry
to a small family-run market and deli with eat-in dining for approximately 20 customers. And I'm going to strive to be a food business that Petersburg can be proud of and be a leader in food and food education.
Anderson also wants to open up a commercial kitchen to expand into home-cooked meals and retail products like pastas, salads, flavored butters, and cassoulets. She can't use the Path to Prosperity money to buy a new mixer, say, but she can use it for branding or her personal development. She wants to use it to take classes in butchery and bread making.
As a business owner, you tend to not spend money on those sorts of things because you're thinking about, I need to buy the stove, I need to buy the hood, or I can't leave my business at this point. Where right now is the perfect time for me to take advantage of those opportunities. Before I do open up the Salty Pantry Market and Deli, I can go to these trainings and become better educated and being a successful entrepreneur.
And that is the whole idea of the Path to Prosperity contest. With this money, both Anderson and Daniels will have the means and the permission to make their booming businesses even better. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.